The Making of a Modern Man, a podcast dedicated to ambitious men who want to unlock the potential from their mind, body, and life. My name's Jack Taylor, and I'm a men's health, performance, and behavior change specialist. I believe that every man has the potential for greatness. Most just don't know how to unlock it. And that is the intention of this podcast, to help you step into your power and become the man you've dreamt of being. So if you're now ready to elevate all areas of your life, let's dive in. In today's episode, we're going to be looking at one of the biggest reasons why people struggle to achieve long-term goals. Now, whether that goal is to completely transform your physique or it's to climb a mountain, it might be to start up that side hustle. Whatever the long-term goal is, this is one of the common hurdles that people face in the pursuit of those goals. I want you to imagine that 2 weeks ago, you decided to pick up a new language. You thought, you know what? I've been wanting to learn Spanish for such a long time now. Now's the time. So 2 weeks ago, you decided to pick up Spanish. You downloaded Duolingo or an app like that, and you got a tutor once a week. By committing to 10 minutes a day and having a tutor for 1 hour a week, in the space of 2 weeks, would you expect yourself to be fully fluent? I would imagine you're going to answer no, because logically that makes sense. It's very unrealistic for you to expect yourself in such a short space of time to be fluent in Spanish. Now, why, when it comes to creating something like a physical transformation, are we unable to take that same level of understanding, rationale, and logic into that field of our life? Because the reality is, what so many people do is they have an unrealistic expectation of what they should have achieved in such a short space of time. So they expect that they should have made more progress than they currently have within the first few weeks and even months, to be honest. Now, look, I completely get it, because I used to do this. I remember that when I first started tracking my calories, like, this felt like a huge step for me. And I worked hard for 2 weeks. I busted my balls for 2 weeks. I brought a lot of conscious energy and attention to instilling this new habit of tracking my calories. And it felt like a big step. Like I said, I'd never done it before. And I was like, you know what? This is the thing. This is the thing that's going to elevate my fitness levels and also my physique. 2 weeks passed and I was disappointed because I'd only lost 2 pounds. And what then happened is, because I'd expected myself to have lost more than 2 pounds in that space of 2 weeks, I catastrophized. I became emotional. So as soon as my emotions got involved, because I had an expectation that reality didn't meet, I saw that as a failure, and it demotivated me and uninspired me. So I gave up with the calorie counting. And lo and behold, the next week, I didn't create the result that I wanted. Now, sitting here where I am today, with the knowledge that I have, I know that losing 2 pounds in 2 weeks is a steady rate of fat loss. However, at that point in time, I didn't have that level of knowledge. So my expectations at that point in time were based off of men's health magazines, what other people were spouting on the internet, and what I thought other people were achieving. But the reality is that they were poorly managed expectations. And by reality not meeting those expectations, for me, I then got emotions involved. And that is when things become tricky. Because like I say, I catastrophized and I threw my toys out the pram and I gave up. But the reality is, objectively, that was good progress in that period of time. Now, until I started to recognize that it was my own expectations that were getting in the way of my long-term success, I felt like I was constantly spinning my wheels. And I did. I just spent about 4 years spinning my wheels. Because I would try something new. I would expect it to completely change my life overnight. I was disappointed with the fact that it didn't, because that's not life and that's not reality. And then I wouldn't see it through. I didn't see it through long enough to reap the benefits of that new behavior. Because by the time that I would have, I'd already given up. So that was a really important lesson for me, is that one of the quickest ways for me to trip myself up and ultimately fuck myself over for the long term and stop me achieving my long-term goals was to have poorly managed expectations. Because it made me feel like I was constantly failing. I wasn't giving myself a long enough period of time to reap the benefits of this new behavior that I just started to instill. So here's what I did differently. Instead of fixating on the unrealistic expectation, I just focused on showing up. I knew that by counting my calories, I would gain a new level of understanding and insight into what it is that I was consuming. So therefore, I knew that that was the thing that was needed to create the physique that I wanted. There was no doubt about it. So I just detached from the idea of when I needed to see something by. And I just focused solely on showing up, the process. Because by definition, there is no output without input. So that is all that I focused on. I just focused on the input because I knew the input was right. So that's all I focused my energy on. And what I then found is that this led me to enjoying the process. This led to me feeling like showing up and doing what was necessary to achieve the outcome became more bearable. Because the paradox was, the more I focused on the outcome, the more I focused on an expectation that I thought life owed me or that I should be achieving X by Y, the less I focused on all of that, the easier the process actually became to fulfill. And like I say, this led to me getting into great shape relatively quickly after that point. But the challenge is I spent years spinning my wheels because of these poorly managed expectations. And my hope is that by you listening to this episode today, you don't have to experience what I experienced for such a long period of time. I want you to fast track your success. I'm going to impart with you all of my lessons and all of the knowledge that I have accumulated over the past 10 years so that you don't have to go through the same mistakes that I did. And you can fast track your success so it doesn't take you 10 years. So the main points that I want you to take away from today's episode is your expectations are often unrealistic. And when you recognize that that's the case, you will see that those unmanaged expectations are actually making you feel uninspired to continue. They demotivate you. Because it's the equivalent of you sat at the bottom of Mount Everest, staring at the top, and you're telling yourself that you need to get there by tomorrow. Now that poorly managed expectation is going to stop you from even trying. Because it feels so far away and so unattainable that it's demotivating. It makes you feel like shit. It's like, what's the point in even trying? And that's the opposite feeling that we want to have when we're starting a new behavior. And then I'm hoping that you've also gained from this that you need to focus on your input and less of your output. Focusing on your input is the mindset shift that is needed in order to create any form of long-term success. If you solely fixate on the outcomes that you're achieving, any form of journey is going to be painful because you're going to constantly feel like you're so far away from where you need to be. So instead of focusing on the end goal, which FYI is ever changing, so it's a losing battle in and of itself, I want you to just focus on showing up. Just focus on the behaviors that are needed to get you closer to where you want to be. Because you don't need to see the whole staircase. You just need to be able to see the first step. You take that first step, you go on to the second step, you then go on to the third. Before you know it, you are higher up that staircase than you've ever been. And that is the process of creating any long-term success. I hope you've enjoyed this today. I'm going to keep these short and sharp so you can extract quick pieces of value from these short episodes. I look forward to hearing how you found this one, guys. I'll catch you on the next one. Guys, I appreciate you for listening and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did and you found it valuable. To make sure you don't miss an episode like this in the future, hit that subscribe button. But until then, take ownership, take action, and keep hustling.